It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hey, Megan here. Welcome to this week's Passion to Profits Tip. Today we're going to talk about a big challenge that I see many heartfelt entrepreneurs face, which is giving our time, gifts, and talents away. So I'm going to share with you some of the most common ways that I see this happening. So the first one is over-delivering. This is very common with many coaches and consultants, where they find it necessary to pack in a ton of information to ensure that the value is there. The problem with this is that it often leads to the client feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. The next way we give our time, gifts, and talents away is not charging enough for our services. Most entrepreneurs are not charging what their products or services are worth, and this is often reflecting our own self-worth. Feelings of I'm not good enough or I'm not worth it. Then another way that we give our time, gifts, and talents away is not increasing our prices regularly. Often guilt or fear holds us back from increasing our prices on a regular basis. Fear of thinking we may lose some customers. And the final way we give our time, gifts, and talents away is volunteering too much of our time to outside organizations. Now, it's really important to give back to your community or to support a cause that you believe in. However, if you're giving too much of your time where it leaves you feeling exhausted or possibly feeling resentful or even maybe feeling taken advantage of, then it's time to reevaluate and possibly scale back. So many individuals, heartfelt entrepreneurs, and especially women, struggle when it comes time to ask for the sale, or they don't charge the rates that they're worth. There comes a time to decide if you have a hobby or a business. Now, a business makes money. If you're not making money, then you have a hobby. When it comes time to asking for the sale, many heartfelt entrepreneurs have their old negative beliefs show up. Feelings, am I good enough? Or is my product or service worth it? If you're 100% sure that your product or service offers a solution to a problem that your target client is experiencing, then your product or service provides value and can truly help them. By making your offer, you're offering a solution providing value and remaining integrity with yourself. So in essence, if someone pays you for a product or service, the money is an exchange for the service. You can also look at it as a reward for your service. So it's so amazing to me to see how many entrepreneurs feel so guilty making money, as if it's a bad thing. They say things like, I'm not doing what I do for the money. But it's really okay to make money, even a lot of money. All it takes is a simple mindset shift. Think of it this way. The more money you make represents the more people you've helped. Pretty cool, huh? So you want to come from a place of serving, not selling. You deserve to get paid what you're worth. Your time and services are extremely valuable. So I hope that you learned some tips here about charging what you're worth and really not giving your time, gifts, or talents away anymore. So I want to invite you to my website where you can get your hands on all kinds of tools and gifts that will help you grow both personally and professionally. All you have to do is go to megantull.com. And you can take advantage of all the resources there. So I want to thank you for joining us today, and I'll see you next week on your next Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. Until then, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Have a great day.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.